Joining me now is Tom Finn. He's an editor with the English language Yemen Times based in Sana'a. Tom, thanks for talking with us. I understand you're on the road right now. Can you tell me where you are?
Yeah, I'm in the central part of Sana'a, an area called Zubairi. There's about 500 or 600 anti-government protesters who have gathered for the first time outside the protest area at Sana'a University. Now, they're currently being surrounded by the army, who have about 3 or 4 large water tanks. And they're kind of, they're in the middle of this square, and there's a lot of people watching them. They're waving flags and shouting, and most of them are sort of young men, 20, 21. But it's actually a very tense situation. Kind of a lot of people watching, and the army have completely surrounded them. And I'm kind of just waiting to see what's going to happen. If they're able to stay here, then they may be able to set up a camp like they have done at Sana'a University. So it's going to be a case of seeing whether or not they stay or whether or not the army tries to clear them away. They've already got a group of men sort of surrounding them from the anti-government protesters who are forming a sort of human wall to stop people from going inside. But it's dangerous, actually, because they're very vulnerable in the spot they're in. They're surrounded by the army, and they're also surrounded by plainclothes government forces. I've seen a couple of them with guns, and these are the guys who have been attacking them in the past. So in this position they're in now, they're actually in a very vulnerable place because they don't have the same sort of protection that they have at Sana'a University. At Sana'a University, there are troops from a defected general who have been sent there to protect them. But here, they don't have anyone like that. It's just these guys and the army and pro-government supporters watching them. It's tense. It doesn't look like the protesters really know what they're doing. They just managed to organize this, and somehow they got away with it.
Now, the government has accepted a GCC invitation for talks in Riyadh. General Ali Mohsen says he'll go to the talks, but the opposition is holding out to hear more details. What are you hearing on the street? Is there any indication that the opposition may be willing to negotiate some?
Well, firstly, there is a bit of a gulf here between the opposition political parties and the protesters on the street. The opposition parties like to try and speak for these protesters, but often, you know, these guys are young, unemployed, angry men who aren't really affiliated with any party. So even if the opposition party decides to enter into these negotiations, it doesn't necessarily mean that anything's going to change on the street. These guys see themselves as youth, independent, you know, actors, and who are demanding their own rights, demanding that the government be dismantled. You know, whether the opposition goes into these negotiations or not, it may make no difference whatsoever.
Now, President Obama has come out and called for President Saleh to leave office. Do you think that the U.S. Announcement will have any impact?
Yeah, I mean, it's had a massive impact on the ground. From the moment the statement was made, people were talking about it on the streets. The protesters have put up signs thanking the Americans. These guys have long been calling for the president the president of America to make a statement. It looks like something might have just happened here. There are guys who have just started running away and shouting. So now some shouting and the army seems to be directing these people to tell them to go away from this protest area. So I got interrupted there.
But we don't want to put you in a situation that's unsafe.
Yeah, no, I'm okay here. I'm watching them from a nearby roof, so it's all right.
So you were saying that they've been grateful for the U.S. Announcement, but they've been saying for many weeks that it's only a matter of time, a matter of days, that Saleh will step down. How many more Fridays, how much more protest can he endure?
Well, it's a really good question. What we're seeing here is growing frustration. 10 days ago, the protesters here thought that the president was stepping down. They held a Departure Friday, which they called Departure Friday simply because they thought that was the day he was leaving. And he's done quite the opposite. He's clinging to power, and he's sounding increasingly defiant and emboldened. He said recently that he'll give every drop of blood to defend Yemen. He said that the country could slide into civil war and chaos if he leaves. And he's even said that the anti-government protesters are a tiny minority in Yemen. So the way that what we're seeing now with these protesters who are now trying to march through the city is an attempt to, you know, up the ante and put more pressure on the government. They're not content just to carry sit-ins and stay in one place at the university, they're now starting to march. And we're seeing this not just in the capital, Sana'a, but across the country. Like, these guys are marching. They're trying to march to the president's palace or other important government places in order to get more media attention. And they've been, and they feel strengthened by what the president of America said. That they've often called, they've been calling for Western support and condemnation of the killings we've been seeing here, which we haven't had until now. And now, with the, you know, now that they feel that the American and the West are on their side, they're feeling, you know, much more emboldened and you know, and more confident.
So Fridays are always a big day in this Arab Spring. What do you think we'll be seeing this coming Friday in Yemen?
Well, there's likely to be a huge crowd in the capital. Today, there were one person shot. There have been people, 15 people killed yesterday in the southern city of Taiz. So there'll be huge numbers of people gathered in the capital to mourn for those who were killed. They'll hold a huge funeral procession outside from our university. And, you know, they may march. Until now, they haven't. But today, we're seeing them march for the first time. And if they decide to march again on Friday with greater numbers, then it could have a really serious impact. And what I'm seeing here now is just 200 guys. But if, you know, if the tens of thousands of people who gather at the university decide to join them, then it's going to be, you know, it's going to be really significant.
Well, Tom Finn with the Yemen Times, thank you so much for talking with us.
That's fine. Take care.